Time to take a break with Gene and Mary every weekday at noon Eastern Time. Join us as we talk about what's on our mind. Email us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com or interact with us on Facebook for your chance to win a pork chop participation prize every week.
Warning, side effects may include jocularity, increased knowledge, and a great way to spend 15 minutes.
Hey, yeah.
Hey.
How you doing, Mary?
I am good. Today's Friday. It's February 19th. Friday means later on today, we're going to draw a name from our little pork chop prize participation box.
Yes. Everybody who's ever interacted with us online in any way, shape, or form gets entered into a drawing. Now, Mary's going to make a drawing for a free prize gift. Anywhere in the world, we'll send it. Anywhere.
Yeah, we've already sent one to South Korea. I think the rest have all been more local than that.
But we're on in 62 countries now.
Yes.
So could be you next.
Yeah, all you have to do is interact with us. And if you don't know how to do that, either stay tuned to this show. We'll tell you a little bit more about that at the end. Or just go to beunique.org and look up the radio show and then find the Gene and Mary show. And all the details are there. We've already had two people correctly guess the trivia question for last week. And that means they both get two entries into the pork chop participation prize.
Yeah. If you get the answer to the trivia question right, you get two entries. If you get it wrong, you get one entry.
That's right.
If you just contact us and say hello, you get an entry.
It's so simple. And we've given away probably $250 worth of prizes in the short time that we've been doing this show.
But we want to give away more.
Yes, we have more because we have a lovely sponsor. The Little Green Oasis sponsors our gifts. And Barb Marino sponsors our gifts. She's also our researcher.
Mm-hmm. And I want to make sure that everybody understands the reasoning for our gift. We want to encourage you to listen to us as often as you can. So
we think
the more
all you need
it,
is one listen and you'll be hooked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's but if you don't know it, you got to listen first.
That's right.
I guess you're already listening though, if you're hearing me say this.
There's our jocularity. You know, you can't listen. You can't listen if you don't know. And if you don't know, you won't listen. If you don't listen, you don't participate. And if you don't participate, you don't get a prize.
That's why we got the pork chop, like the rotten little kid who was so rotten, his mom had to tie the pork chop around his neck to get the puppy to play with him.
Oh, poor kid.
That's what this is about. So, but I'm much better now. So check it out. Beunique.org, please.
That's B-U-N-E-K-E.
.org. Well, I'll tell you what.
You better do that one again. I'll be quiet.
I was thinking maybe that's BUNEKE.org.
Yes.
And what I was thinking about, that right there just got me thinking about word of the day.
Yes, I have a word of
the day. We've got everyone here with us, and haven't done the word of the day, which I know a couple people I've talked to, that's why they tune in.
Oh,
I mean,
really?
They're okay with the trivia and all that, but the word of the day is for them, they like it.
Well, our word of today is ire, I-R-E.
Ire.
Ire. And that's not a pirate word, ar.
No.
But some pirates may experience ire. It's intense anger.
Hmm.
It's cool to do the word of the day, but you know something else I like to do? Because my brother, Mike Worden, sent me a calendar specifically for this show. He thought it would be handy if we knew what days were celebrated each month.
Sure.
February 19th is Caregiver's Day. And that is to help honor the healthcare professionals across the country, providing long-term and hospice care. It's also Chocolate Mint Day. That's recognized by the U.S. National Confectioners Association and
chocolate
is observed
mint.
Across the nation on February 19th for all the chocolate mint lovers to eat their favorite treats all day long. Do you like chocolate mint, Gene?
I do, and I'm sitting here just aghast that I didn't know and I wasn't prepared to have this in my mouth before the show and after the show, not while I'm talking. Yeah, that's one of my favorite things in the world.
I love chocolate. I love mint, but I do not love them together.
Really? Okay.
They don't work in my brain for some reason. Yeah. That's interesting. Now here's kind of a silly observation day. Mm-hmm. National Lash Day. This day is to notice and appreciate both true and false eyelashes for the beauty they add to every look. Eyelashes are a key staple to every makeup look and beauty enthusiast.
What a great day.
They've always been known to make your eyes pop and stand out from the crowd. Well, now, if everybody's wearing beautifully decorated eyelashes or false eyelashes or whatever, how are they going to pop out from the crowd if everybody's doing it?
That's a good point.
I will say, though, that I've always admired the Watusi tribe. The men decorate their eyes, and they are stunningly gorgeous men.
Wow. I hadn't thought about that. I wouldn't be opposed to decorating my eyes, I guess. I hadn't had a reason to do it, but what an interesting thing.
Well, you know, the male birds decorate themselves or their, like the bower birds, they decorate their surroundings to attract a mate.
Yeah.
I think it was yesterday or maybe the day before was Singles Day, Singles Appreciation Day. So. Yeah. But of course, we all already celebrated Spouses Day. So maybe, you know, you're going to find one or the other, spouses or singles. But yeah. Another day that we're celebrating today is Vet Girls Rise Day. This is to recognize the immense dedication of the nearly 2 million U.S. veteran women. Did you know that since the Revolutionary War, women have served in the armed forces, but most have not been recognized for their service?
Really?
I didn't know that. I mean, I guess I did. I mean, Clara Barton was, I think, during Civil War time, a nurse.
Yeah.
And there've always been nurses serving in battlefields, but I never thought of them as serving in the military.
You know, I hadn't thought about that till you said it either, but I suppose so, because I remember as a child hearing about like the early women in the military, WACS.
Yeah, Women Army Air Corps.
Yeah.
And then the waves. Sure. They used to call the female sailors were waves.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. The waves. They even when I was in the 70s, they were still called waves.
I don't think they do that anymore.
I bet they don't do that now. Wow.
No, I think it would be frowned upon.
Well, just times change. How amazing. Things change.
Yeah. Yeah. We have to change with those times. Otherwise we may invoke ire, intense anger.
Yeah. I don't want no ire.
I don't want any ire around me.
Don't need no ire.
And you know why I chose ire for our word of the day?
Well, no.
Oh, come on. You can figure it out.
Well,
you know what our topic is.
Okay, then yes, I know.
Okay, you just don't like to be questioned.
Well, no, I can't remember if I'm supposed to know or if I'm supposed to pretend because we do this in a pre-recorded fashion. And sometimes we talk about specific days a week or two down the road, you know.
Yeah, we do. Sometimes good gravy. Barb has done research
forever.
Well, she has enough research to last us through the end of this year. Mm-hmm. I'm almost awesome. Positive I have enough shows. There are 421 emails from her that I haven't even opened yet that have all this research in them.
Have to have more shows, I guess.
I don't think there are 421 weekdays in this year. I know there aren't because there's only 365 days, including weekends.
Oh, I love it.
So she's working on next year's shows for us, folks.
Yeah. So
it's no wonder we get a little confused.
So in real life, yes, I knew understand the connection between our word of the day and the topic. And now that I understand that that's what I should be. That's my
go-to rules.
Yeah, that's my jocularity.
Oh man, if it wasn't for Gene and me being so
jocular.
No, I was thinking technical, because we're Aquarius, we're very technically minded, and you know, you're trying to remember quickly, because I've got my notes in front of me and I think you're kind of winging it.
Sort of, yes.
Yeah.
So from time to time.
It's like, did we discuss if I was supposed to know this answer, or was I going to know something else? And then when it comes time for the warning, I just totally forget what I'm supposed to be doing. And
well, but what we were going to, I remember earlier we were talking that we were going to discuss, is anger really temporary insanity?
Yes.
And the idea between anger and being out of your mind and
I just thought of an anecdote. You know, I love my little side stories.
Oh,
they're crazy. When we lived in South Carolina, taking care of my mom, I don't remember where Curtis was at the time, but my brother and I had told you a side story about my brother, but that doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. But my brother and I were standing out in front of the house on the ramp, the wheelchair ramp. All of a sudden, I mean, we were just probably admiring the moon. I don't know. But my brother and I, we just sometimes go outside and breathe the fresh air. And we weren't talking to each other. And all of a sudden we heard this woman screaming, "It's called flavor, you beep beep." Can't use that word on this show, but it was an unpleasant word. My brother and I just looked at each other and we couldn't hold it. We had to laugh. So every now and then Curtis and I will joke about that. And it's kind of our fun way of releasing a little bit of anger when we're not angry necessarily with each other, but it's a way to say, "Hey, I'm not happy with this situation. So watch out." And so we'll just kind of yell it out to each other. "Hey, it's called flavor, you beep beep." And that makes us laugh. Only we don't say beep beep. We use the word in this house.
Because Kenny's heard that word before.
Yes, he's heard that word and others. But there are times that you have to release your anger, or else it stays chewing you up. And I know that anybody who's listened to my show, our show, has heard me say more than once that my first marriage was not a happy marriage, that I was psychologically and emotionally abused. I held all of my anger inside. Codependents don't know how to react in a way that would create displeasure in the antagonist. So we hold it all inside. And I don't do that anymore. And when I first met Curtis, I told him, I said, "I'm no longer holding in my anger. So if you want to pick a fight with me, you better be prepared to put on the gloves, because I will fight back." And my kids know that I don't fight dirty. I mean, I don't fight fair. They used to, because I raised boys, they'd bring their other boy buddies over. Sometimes as my grandma would say, they're feeling their oats or they're smelling their musk. They get a little froggy, you know, and they'd want to pick a fight with me. And my kids would warn them, "Don't pick a fight with mom. She doesn't play fair." But I could do that with them, but I couldn't do that with my ex. But anyway, anger is known as a rage response to a perceived provocation or hurt or threat. And if you're angry and you hold all this anger inside, it only hurts you. You have to find good ways to release it constructively.
Right.
If I got really angry, I'd get on my bike and I'd ride for hours. I'd usually take a 10, 15 mile bike ride, come back too tired to be angry after that.
Sure.
But angry has been called temporary insanity. And what do you say if you get upset with someone? Do you say, I'm angry with her?
I'm mad.
I'm mad.
I'm mad.
And mad is a synonym of insanity. Mm-hmm. She's gone mad. Medical professionals state that anger is a normal and healthy human phenomenon because it spurs people into action and motivates them to remedy the situation. Took me 25 years to motivate myself and remedy the situation of an unhappy marriage. Actually, as I said to you off camera, the first 5 years of my marriage were not unhappy. But when the family dynamics changed and I became a mother, he became a father, we were parents, that changed the situation and life became very difficult for a while. My anger finally bottled up to the point where it was ready to spur me into action and definitely motivated me to remedy the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard temporary insanity used as a defense in court?
Yes, I have.
And it's not because the people are, they say not guilty by means of insanity, you know, or not guilty but because he was temporarily insane. It's not that they're saying the person didn't do the crime, but it says you shouldn't be criminally liable for the crime because you were temporarily impaired and you could not make a sound judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know you're dying to ask me because I can read your mind already. You want to know, do I have a story about this?
And well, you know, I was gonna, but you beat me to the question.
I know. I do. And thanks to Barb. Otherwise, I wouldn't have known of this case. On February 19th, 1859, that's just a few years before I was born, like 102, I don't know.
Couple.
And I think in 94 years before I was born, a New York congressman named Daniel Sickles was acquitted of shooting and killing the man he accused of having an affair with his wife. And they said he was temporarily insane because his wife's affair spurred him into action and motivated him to remedy the situation by getting rid of the guy.
Wow.
Now, I'm thinking, you know, this guy's capable of killing a person. Might be a little wonder that his wife left him.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's why February 19th is now called National Temporary Insanity Day.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is.
Well, you know, and so oftentimes we forget that about the anger, that it has nothing to do with anybody else. It's completely to do with us, you know, ourselves. And
who tell?
And you does it spur you to action? Sure. Right away, maybe 25, 30 years later, maybe, you know, and it's, but the bottom line is that you got to be able to let it release, because if you don't, like Mary said, it just eats you up inside and your body suffers, your mind suffers, your life suffers, the people around you suffer. It's not good. And then, but so if you can go ahead and just get through it. So if you can figure out, which I finally did, figured out how to wait, keep from waiting 25 years to let it out and explode. And what it is just to recognize that it's only in me. It has nothing to do with anybody else.
Well, didn't you tell me a story about a monk, a Buddhist monk, that had a similar revelation?
You know, I did. That was really an important story to help me understand how I was feeling. There was a monk that lived far in the Himalayas, and he wanted to be so far away from even any other person, any possible thing, to be anything except for completely alone in his meditations. So he took a journey and he found the largest lake, the furthest away from anywhere he could ever find anybody else, got in a little canoe, and he went clear out in the middle of the lake, paddled for hours and got far away and was still and quiet. And he started meditating. And all of a sudden in his meditations, he felt a bump on the boat and he felt the anger just rising. Who would come and follow him and disturb him in this perfect place of peace and meditation? And he opened his eyes and looked and he saw a log floating by that had bumped his boat.
So the anger wasn't because of external people. It was his anger was all within himself.
It was. And he couldn't, if he was going to let the anger go, what was he going to do? Just keep it inside himself? Or was he going to just forget about it, let it pass? Or was he going to go hit that stick?
Yeah, let me go burn that log or whatever.
My choice. I realized my choice at that point was clearly to just let it pass, because nobody was ever going to know if it passed or not, except for me.
Exactly. That's like with forgiveness.
Same thing.
You know, a lot of people say, well, I have to go to jail and forgive this guy who did me wrong, or I have to send a letter to so-and-so and tell him I forgive him. No, you don't. The forgiveness only helps you.
Yeah. They've already dealt with it, whoever they are.
And if they haven't, that's not your problem.
That's their problem. Yep.
Each person can only walk on that on your own personal path. And
yeah.
Gene and I are walking on very similar paths right now, on a spiritual path, but we're not quite on the same exact path. And think about it. If you're on a path and it's wide enough for one person or two people or 50 people, you still cannot walk step for step by step in sync with every person on that path. One person's going to have a longer stride than you, or a shorter stride, or is going to want to race ahead and get a little faster, or might want to stop and smell the roses. And that's great. But most paths are very narrow and typically have room for one person. You have to step aside or turn to the side to let somebody pass you, coming in the opposite direction, maybe. In real life and in a spiritual life, each person must walk that path themselves at their own pace. You can't rush somebody to walk the path with you, no matter how much you want to. Hurry up, Gene. Let's go. Oh, man. You're such a good sport.
Hey, we're happy you chose to take a break with us, everyone. Seriously. Thanks for joining the show. Look forward to hearing from you online. Check us out at Be Unique Radio on Facebook. BeUnique.org is our website. You can check that for details about all of our shows. They're all great.
That's BUNEKE.org.